This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. Listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. All right, I got to butt in, and I got to say a couple things here. One thing I've noticed with friends and listeners and seeing what you guys are going through on Facebook and social media is it sounds like many of you guys have adult kids that haven't found their way. They're living at home with you. And we talked about this. A lot of millennials will live at home. I don't blame them. I think the millennials may be one of the smartest generations yet, if you ask me. But for us older folk, we kind of look at the younger folk going, I don't get it. Why would you still be at your parents' house? Why don't you have a career by now? You're 25, 30, 30, what's going on here? What's going on? And I think I know what's going on, and I know this may not be a very, very popular thing to hear, all right? It's definitely not popular to say. People may not want to hear it. And probably isn't politically correct. But it all goes back to what we taught the younger generation. I made the same mistake with my two boys. And I told my husband, and he got mad when I talked to him about it today. Where when I grew up, it was all about you have to. It's not if you want to. It's you have to. I mean, you gotta go to school. You don't go to school, you get the belt. You don't pass your classes, you get the belt. That's just the way it is. Or I kick you out of the house. You go to a foster home. I don't care. You're out of here. You want to eat, you do chores. Yeah, maybe we'll give you some allowance, whatever. But if you actually don't do chores because you don't care about the allowance, you're not eating. And so growing up, and I had it way easier than, you know, my parents and their parents. Definitely didn't have to grow up in Holocaust times and then pogrom times before that. So I still feel I had the most blessed life. But even as a kid, it was, you don't do something, the consequences are horrific. So you do it. You don't take the time to think, do I want to do this? Do I like to do? No. Instinctively, you do it. Now, maybe it's because my father was in the military. Okay? You know, you have to defend yourself. You have to, you know, point the gun. You have to, you know, take cover. You don't stop and think. It's instinct. And so, I do a lot of things based on instinct. And usually, it works for me. It works. Do I weigh things out? Yeah, I do that a lot. You know, I'm not a big risk taker. I don't gamble a lot. Mm-mm. Even when I bet on sports, it's like just a little bit, you know. Well, maybe I'll hedge my bet. Maybe the Eagles will score in the first half, but maybe the Patriots may make the last score of the game. Okay, I may do something like that, which is why parlays work really well for me. But that's neither here nor there. But with our kids and the way I raised mine, it wasn't like that. It wasn't, you get a job, you go to school, that's just that. It was, okay, I want you to find your dream. I want you to love what you do. I don't want you to rush into any decision. Don't pick a job that you won't like. And so here we are with our millennial generation and the younger generation not committing to their job, not liking it. Maybe they got a degree, but they, you know what? I don't know. Whereas generations before that is, I need a job, I'm going to stick to the job, and I'm going to make that job work. I'm going to like the job even if I don't. Now, I don't know which is healthier. I think maybe it's more psychologically healthy what we're doing now, but what about economically healthy? What about sociologically healthy? We have a huge number of young individuals not dedicating themselves to a career, not supporting themselves consistently, not having steady income, and needing to rely on mom and dad. One of my friends said that they're downsizing the house, and I go, well, yeah, you know, the recession hit us. And no, it's not even that. It's, I don't want the kids to move back. If they see that there's no room for them, they could crash on the couch for a couple weeks, but that'll force them to keep and stay with the job. I didn't realize how often this was happening. And yeah, mom and dad's house is cush. More comfortable. See, I hated my parents growing up. So I never wanted to go back to their home. They were so restrictive. It was so, And I was. Cart, their shopping cart. It's a lot of carbs, a lot of processed foods, a lot of junk food. And so obviously there is something to eat healthy. And chocolate milk is interesting because how are we making the milk chocolate? Well, we may be pouring a bunch of Hershey's syrup in there or Nestle's Quick. Or, well, that's not the healthiest thing. It doesn't really have a lot of nutritional value when you add that chocolate. But then again, maybe some sports drinks or maybe some of these other things, they have components in there too that aren't ideal. You know, some of these sports drinks, they look like fluorescent yellow, really, really bright orange, gorgeous blue, cobalt blue. Well, those are our food colorings. I mean, we're not really taking in everything natural as it is. Even with your supplements, some of them are real funky colored. So, if we're not being 100% natural as it is, at least milk is a natural product. It's filling. And if the only way to get it down is a little bit of chocolate, that's fine. Without the chocolate, a glass of milk, I remember in the 80s, they were talking about drinking a glass of milk after exercise. That's nothing new. Milk has natural sugars that you break down. It has the protein. It has the fluids. And your body knows how to break down milk. Those of us that don't have lactic acid disorder or a lactase deficiency. But the only way I could get down is with some chocolate. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLIE. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Over $30 billion in trusts have been set aside for individuals who have been affected by asbestos exposure. How do you protect your rights and get the compensation you deserve? Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Capital Legal Group is one of the nation's resources for settlement of lung cancer and mesothelioma cases. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion for their clients in all 50 states. and claims have been paid in as little as 60 days. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. We'll open a no-cost case review on your behalf. A history of tobacco use or cigarette smoking will not disqualify your case. Visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. Call 800-400-5864 now. That's 800-400-LUNG.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55. But with treatment, it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases, reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
GCN is hiring information technologists with Linux backgrounds, Cisco routing, database management, web development, with cross-platform flexibility. If you ever wanted to be involved in an exciting career in radio and love developing new delivery platforms, join the fastest-growing network, GCN. Inquire at careers@gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Dr. Dahlia Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Manny, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, this caught my eye. There was a woman in the picture. And she has a bar against her chest. She's obviously naked in the picture. Sitting next to two naked children. And I guess the title of this article from Daily Mail is, "It's No Different from a Church Picnic. A family-friendly nudist resort has opened up." And as I guess having a nice big open house, opening its doors to new guests, and it insists it has a wholesome environment. It's called Cypress Cove in Florida. It is known as the, quote, Cadillac of nudist resorts. One of the rare few where both kids and adults can frolic without worrying about putting pants on. The Kissimmee Getaway Destination hosted an open house, giving the general public a chance to experience an incredible sense of freedom. Now, I guess it was founded in 1964. And I guess Cypress Cove has been a place that embraced traditional nudism. And you see people sitting there showering and taking a picture and seeming to be all happy. And I'm a little confused. According to spokesman Dan Wicker, he said non-sexual nudity, that's been a value of the resort from that time on. Any nudist resort that is a true nudist resort will hold to those values. He explained that the family who founded Cypress Cove were traditional nudists, placing an emphasis on holistic health, body, mind, and spirit. It was developed to provide a sense of freedom and social acceptance. Nudists have held on to those traditions and values over the years, and the best nudist properties still uphold those types of standards. Because of that, they've always been inclusive of families. Yeah, I see people sitting there by the pool, standing there naked, happy, no tan lines. That's a benefit, no tan lines. One looks like she's drinking a glass of wine. Another one looks like he's drinking a margarita. But I think people are a little shocked that there are kids in the picture. Now, what's very interesting is nudists. I've never really met one who's a pervert. Most nudists, I guess, they just want to be nude. It's not that they want to see other people nude. It's they just don't want to wear clothes. They don't like bras. They don't like tidy whities. They don't like to wear pants. And it's not a, I want to sit there and watch people naked. Because when somebody wants to see somebody naked, it usually is a model, right? Like, if I want to see somebody naked, okay, it would probably be Michael Fassbender, let's say. And you know what? To be honest, I mean, it's not a real big bucket list item for me. Okay? But the theme to that is you want to see somebody who is gorgeous, all right, that you think would be exquisite. These nudist colonies aren't about that. You don't really have supermodels running around nudist colonies. Apparently, there's a nudist colony in Texas. Southeast Texas has a little nudist resort. It's in the heart of the Woodlands. It's called Emerald Lake Naturist Resort and RV Park. It's family friendly. Did you know there's an American Association of Nude Recreation? There's also a Wisconsin-based Naturalist Society. There's apparently 8 nudist resorts or clubs in Texas. Emerald Lake has a devoted membership, hailing from all over the greater Houston region, has visitors like snowbirds from Montana, Canada, and upper Midwest. So there's a market for this. There's a market for nudist colonies. And again, it isn't a sexuality thing. It's a freedom thing. It's a, we're animals. God made us this way. And why superficially adorn ourselves with things that we weren't technically born to do? We were born naked. Why do we have to wear a striped Ernie and Bert looking shirt? So the psychology behind a nudist colony is that, you know, I just want to be free. I don't want to have to be self-conscious. I want to get over that part of my quote-unquote nakedness so I could deal with other things. Now, I have a big problem with bringing kids there, and I'll tell you that why. But for those people that want to be a part of a nudist colony and who do that, play golf naked, whatever, it's really not a big deal. You know, one of my biggest fears, right, like in my dream, I have these bad dreams. If I have these bad dreams, sometimes I have the dream where you're naked in the dream. And I told you guys what that means. When you're naked in the dream, it means you feel like there is something that you are not giving attention to. Something may go wrong. Something that you need to address that you have, that you've just been covering up. It's like if you did a bad job on, I don't know, a report, you know, you may have a dream about being naked in public. And so some people, they get over that fear by, okay, you know what? I'm done. You know what? Everybody see me naked. There's pictures of me out there naked. It's over. Who cares? I'm done. That's how I look. Who cares? And if society doesn't make a big deal about someone's boobie, like National Geographic. I remember when I was a kid, I would look at some National Geographics. I'm like, oh, my gosh, these poor women. Oh, my gosh, there's pictures of them naked. Oh, my, they, you know, they must be just completely, you know, mortified by that. No. Breasts are for breastfeeding. That's just what they're there for. So who cares if I have them? Who cares if mine are big or droopy or whatever? That's just the way they are. So until society just gets used to, well, this is how we look, this is how it is, then we make a bigger deal about our bodies than we do. Now, if somebody is a predator, and if somebody is incited by nakedness, yeah, that could be a problem. Or if you have kids around. Now, kids, we live in a society where we're not nudists, and I'm kind of glad about that. I think I like the whole clothes idea. But bringing kids to a nudist colony, when you're trying to teach them that in society you need to stay dressed, may unfortunately put them in harm's way. So, for example, they may go to school and just take off their clothes, or after they go to the bathroom, just keep their pants off. A person in today's society that exposes themselves, exhibitionism, may get arrested. So children seeing people naked, such as that, like it is the norm, may get confused. We're not supposed to have wardrobe malfunctions and nudity out there. Now, I was asked by a listener years ago about at what age should your children not see you naked? That's tough. That there's no set, psychologists don't have a set age for that. Usually, rule of thumb is when the kids don't question it. So if you have a 2-3-year-old that you're trying to bathe, and they, and, you know, they're not ready to be in the shower or bath by themselves, so you want to be in there with you, they may not notice it. You know, you have to change, you have to go to a department store, you need to change your clothes, or you need to go to the bathroom. Like, you know, my kids, if I had to go to the bathroom and I was with them by myself, I brought their stroller in or I brought them into the bathroom, I'd make them face the wall because I didn't want to scare them if I had my period or something. But I made them face the door. And then, you know, so, you know, when you think they're going to have a response or a question or they feel awkward or then that's when it stops, whether it's 4 years old, whether it's 2 years old, whether it's 8 years old. Now, unfortunately, many of us parents know we have absolutely no privacy whatsoever. We're in the bathroom, mom. We're in the shower, mom. You know, we're just trying to do what we need to do. Mom, okay, guys, okay, when the door is closed, it means I'm changing. Oh, sorry, Mom, I don't care. Yeah, okay, but I do. So some kids, they're completely oblivious to it, and it's no big deal. But I would probably say once they start to, you know, well, okay, Mommy, you have that, but Daddy has that, or so am I going to look like Daddy or Mommy? And that's what happened with me. When I was a young kid, I was really confused that I was going to turn into my mom and not my dad. I wanted to grow into my dad. I wanted to stand and pee. I thought dads were cooler than moms. And I found out I was going to grow into my mom. I was like, no. 1-877-DOCTOR-SALLY.
This is Jessica Armand, creator of the fluoride-free oral care brand, My Magic Mud. You're going to love our new products. Our cutting-edge oral rinses deeply soothe your mouth and fight cavities naturally. Our breath spray, My Magic Mist, will invigorate your senses with essential oils of peppermint and eucalyptus. Our clinically proven toothpaste and tooth powders whiten your teeth and detoxify your mouth. Buy discounted bundles direct at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off with coupon code GCN10. MyMagicMud.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
North of the border, the mayor of Toronto says of an attack on a city street last night.
While our city will always be resilient in the face of such attacks, it does not mean such a terrible act committed against our residents is any less painful.
The attacker and two other people were killed in the mass shooting on a busy city street. A dozen other people wounded, some of them still in critical condition. And Mayor John Tory says they're considering all possibilities when it comes to the gunman's motives, including that it may have been terrorism.
Every possible effort was being made by our very capable police service so as to determine as quickly as possible what happened and why.
Efforts have begun at this hour to raise a sunken duck boat from a southern Missouri lake where it capsized and went under on Thursday night in a storm, leaving 17 people dead. And this is USA Radio News.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay. Hey! So why am I outside my beachfront suite, aimlessly leading a 40-guest conga through the streets of Myrtle Beach? Hey! Because Hotels.com lets me do me. Hey! And because once you start a conga, apparently it's impossible to stop.
Hey!
I have no idea where I'm leading these people. Hey! Hotels.com. You do you and get rewarded.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, in the next few minutes, people are going to be going ape crazy, if not already. Oh, no, you know what? Actually, in about an hour and a half, for Amazon Prime Day. It is a 36-hour sale that starts this afternoon, featuring more than 1 million deals. I guess its global reach has been extended to 4 more countries this year, including Australia, Singapore, Netherlands, and Luxembourg, joining the U.S., U.K., Spain, Mexico, Japan, India, Italy, Germany, France, China, Canada, Belgium, and Austria. Some of these deals may already be available, but the majority of them are going to just be released in the next hour and a half. So smartphones, speakers, streamers, TVs, headphones, audio, smart home stuff, smartwatches, fitness trackers. Cheapskate's best Prime Day deals of 2018. That's going to be released in about an hour and a half. So, there are some early details that certain news outlets are going to be highlighting. But it may not go as smoothly because we're hearing that Amazon workers in Europe are striking. They say thousands of Amazon workers in Europe are seeking better conditions of pay and are engaged in a coordinated strike meant to coincide with today's Prime Day. They say news of the strike began circling last week as workers at San Fernando de Henares, an Amazon franchise, I guess, MAD4 facility, prepared for a three-day action to follow up a two-day strike that those same workers had in late March. The collective agreement between MAD4 workers, nearly half of whom are temps, had expired in 2016, and a resolution has yet to be reached, while Amazon continues to chip away at things like night shift bonuses and health care. Now, they say, don't worry, the strike should not have much of an effect on the supply chain with Prime Day, because a lot of other European facilities may pick up the slack. But six facilities in Germany have all chosen to engage in a one-day strike. They say Polish workers are also going to be performing a work-to-rule protest. It's a form of worker action where all labor is done exactly as outlined by company guidelines. So, according to a spokesperson, they say Amazon is a fair and responsible employer, and as such we are committed to dialogue, which is an inseparable part of our culture. We are committed to ensuring a fair cooperation with all our employees, including positive working conditions and a caring and inclusive environment. Now, unions apparently are stronger in Europe, we're being told by Gizmodo, stronger than in the U.S. And I guess strikes against Amazon have been happening for years. They say workers in Italy and Germany struck separately back in December. I haven't noticed any change with my Amazon service. Maybe at one time I noticed that there was a couple delays, like a day or two delay in shipping. But other than that, not much. Apparently, there was a Black Friday strike to mess up the Christmas sales. They say Germany remains Amazon's biggest market outside the U.S. So, many reports have painted a grim picture of how work is like in Amazon warehouses. And so, we have been following Amazon very, very closely, as we're being told that they have these robots that can lift over 700 pounds. These robots are working fairly efficiently, some of them better than humans. And I don't think Amazon is going to hesitate. In fact, I think they're already mobilizing more automation. And so, as a human worker, we're kind of in a pickle, right? We want to be able to use our strength, okay? I mean, I get the whole strike thing, and I admire people that do that. That takes a lot of guts to put their salaries on the line, their jobs on the line for the greater good of others. That's pretty cool. I like seeing people unite. I think that's really, really cool for a, you know, for a collective cause. That's why America is such a great country. It allows us to do things like that. But we need to be kind of careful because there's going to be a time where employers are going to say, fine, screw you, see ya. You're not that good. You know, we're hiring you as a favor to you. So we got to be careful about how much we ask for. We're asking for a lot from employers. We're asking for higher salaries. We're asking for insurance, health insurance. Some of us also dental and vision. We're asking for paid sick leave. We're asking for maternity leave, stress days, budget accounts, little petty cat. I mean, we ask for a lot of stuff from our employers. And we think we're allowed to because they make a lot of money off our backs. Maybe we're right. For every employee, they may make three times the amount of money that day. Based on that one employee, some others, who knows? So we have value. Unless something else can replace us. Well, no one can replace a human, you know, because humans, you know, do a lot of work. When they show up, we're finding that there's a lot of automated type gadgets or robots that can lift more than us. If you have Amazon robots that can lift over 700 pounds, Well, they don't need to hire five strong men. If you have computers that work faster, if you have robots that can flip burgers without dropping them on the ground or sneaking some to eat, you have efficiency. I mean, a robot doesn't steal. I can't tell you how many millions of dollars U.S. employers have to deal with stealing. We had staff steal from us all the time. Steal flu shots, steal splints, steal syringes, steal KY, steal money, steal from other staff. We had the gamut. And if I could have a robot check somebody in, take their vitals, walk them to the room, follow me. Then you follow the robot to the room. I could save a lot of money. Now, those robots are expensive. That's the only reason why we aren't seeing a lot of them take over. They're expensive. But you start to see more and more, demands. It's going to be nice for employers to be more automated. So I don't blame them. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. More than 500 people have fallen ill after visiting a Tennessee zip line attraction. E. coli bacteria was found in the water. This was an attraction in Tennessee where more than 500 people reportedly fell ill. The state's health department said last week one person who visited the Climb Work Zip Line Canopy Tour in Gatlinburg tested positive for norovirus and enteropathogenic E. coli, which could cause hemolytic uremic syndrome and very kidney failure, very dangerous. 550 people tested positive for norovirus. They say at this time we cannot pinpoint to one single cause of this outbreak, but it looks like there's multiple bugs involved. Norovirus causes acute gastrointestinal illness, sudden nausea, vomiting, diarrhea. Symptoms usually last 1 or 2 days, but you could spread it for weeks. Enteropathogenic E. coli causes watery diarrhea. Those symptoms may last several days. Like I said, cause renal failure. So preliminary testing and environmental health assessments indicate that the water system at the zipline facility may have contributed to the outbreak. However, there are likely other sources involved in the spread of the illnesses, like contaminated surfaces, person-to-person transmission. And he said water testing indicated that there was fecal contamination of the facility's water system, and additional testing was underway. Fecal contamination. So when people drink what? From the drinking fountain, they're picking up E. coli? Norovirus very easily spread by oral fecal route or touching a contaminated surface that has virus that was shed in the feces. So since June, multiple visitors to the facility have complained about getting sick. One person said it was a terrible way to end their vacation. They got sick. The tour was great. We had a group of 8 for the mountaintop tour on Saturday morning. By Sunday, we were all throwing up and terribly sick, and we couldn't figure out why. Do not drink the water here. Wow. 1-877-DOCTOR.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Star Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Seek
speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protective building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
All right, guys, we are back on Dr. Dahlia. So thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADAHLIA. 1-877-DOCDALI. Big shout out to Governor Wolf of Pennsylvania for proclaiming September 5th, Pennsylvania Blood Donation Day. Woohoo! So, we are, in the works of, preparing for National Blood Donation Week. As you had heard with American Red Cross last week, they have a severe blood shortage. These shortages have been plaguing them for years, and the summer is one of the deadliest times because you don't have as many people going for the routine donations. And they need thousands of pints a day. What is it? 16,000 pints a day. And so for anybody that can't donate blood, please, if you want to host a drive, that is immensely helpful because that could bring in tons of pints of blood. So please contact me at drdahlia.com if you could host a blood during National Blood Donation Week, September 4th through the 10th, September 3rd through the 10th, or if you want to host a drive anytime throughout the year. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we're being told urgent care clinics are prescribing too many unnecessary antibiotics. Now, they've been accusing urgent care docs of doing this for a long time. I remember in the 90s they did this. And they say half the patients that go to urgent care clinics seeking treatment for flu, cold, or other conditions that do not require antibiotics get a prescription anyway. That is three times as often as antibiotics are prescribed to patients with the same illnesses in traditional doctor's offices. So a lot of antibiotics are coming out of the urgent cares. Patients who get unnecessary antibiotics are at risk for several side effects, even with just one dose of medicine, doctors say. And inappropriate use of these life-saving antibiotics puts everyone else at risk because it could accelerate the emergence of resistant bacteria or superbugs. So this analysis that was published in the journal JAMA Internal Medicine is the first study of antibiotic prescribing in the growing number of urgent care centers and retail health clinics, which together serve millions of patients at thousands of locations across the U.S. each year. Retail clinics, they say, are embedded in grocery stores, big box stores, pharmacy chains. Urgent care clinics, they say, treat more pressing injuries or illnesses that do not require an ER visit. And with antibiotic overuse becoming a huge problem, they're concerned that by the year 2050, in the U.K. alone, there could be 10 million deaths each year by these superbugs. In the U.S., nearly one-third of antibiotics, or 47 million prescriptions dispensed every year, are not needed and not effective. One-third of antibiotics dispensed in the U.S. are not necessary. Now, that's according to a 2016 study by the CDC. CDC and Pew researchers tried to provide the information with the latest study, and they looked at insurance claims from a 2014 database of more than 156 million patient visits to urgent cares, retail clinics, hospital-based emergency offices, and departments. Now, the database, of course, only included patients with employer-sponsored insurance, not Medicaid. But the data showed urgent care retail clinics are an under-recognized source of inappropriate antibiotic prescribing, over-prescribing urgent care clinics, the fast and the spurious. See how they try to... the fast and the furious, the fast and the spurious. Government people are funny, I guess. That's what they're trying to say. So they looked at conditions like colds, bronchitis, asthma, allergies, influenza, viral pneumonia. Urgent care centers prescribed antibiotics in nearly 46% of visits for these conditions. That rate was nearly three times higher than the 17% prescribed antibiotic inappropriate diagnoses in medical offices, twice as high as ERs. 46% of the time they got antibiotics. But retail clinics are the lowest rate of these, 14%. So that was interesting. So the new information suggests that in the U.S., this is a greater problem than what was estimated 2 years ago. Now, of course, the study, you know, relied on codes. They relied on what insurance paid out. They didn't really look at medical records. Didn't include Medicare, Medicaid, uninsured patients. But in terms of insured, that's what it looked like. And we've talked about how superbugs are made. Superbugs are made by you blast a bug, an antibiotic, or you blast a bacteria with an antibiotic. And if the antibiotic doesn't kill the bug, it will survive, dust off its, you know, shoulders and knees, right? And go, all right, I'm ready to propagate, make new bacteria, which may be resistant. But if you're not sick, and there's an antibiotic on board, and then a bacteria lands, sees this antibiotic, but it's kind of in its weaker sense, it could survive it. And then again, grow progeny. It does lead to resistance. Multiple factors. Now, these urgent care centers, according to Washington Post, is an $18 billion industry with more than 8,000 locations. It allows us to have the convenience now of going to a doctor on the weekend, in the evening, lower out-of-pocket costs than ERs. So, what do we do? Well, let's go back. Okay. When I had a PA, there was somebody that came in with a sore throat. This is to our medical office. And the PA said, I think it's viral. Doesn't look like strep. Not acting like strep, it's viral. We don't give antibiotics for a sore throat that you've only had a few hours. So, I want you to gargle with salt water. Rest. I can give you a note off work. If it worsens, come back in a couple days. Well, 4 or 5 days later, the patient ends up in an urgent care with strep throat. So the urgent care gives them antibiotics, although I don't think it was confirmed strep. She said, oh, yeah, I had strep. The urgent care doctor, because it's been about 5 days, or four or five, I think it was like four days. So it wasn't that much longer, but it fell on a Saturday. Urgent care doctor gave antibiotics. Patient ends up getting better. Called up furious. Basically wrote a complaint to the medical board on the PA for not writing an antibiotic. And the PA comes to me going, okay, you know what? I guess I should just give antibiotics to everybody. No, no. You got to stand firm. She's like, I don't want to lose my license because somebody claims that they got strep throat. And by the way, some of these viral sore throats could last a week. There's no proof that the person, there's a chance that the PA was right the whole time. But a lot of doctors out there, or medical professionals, see these stories all too often. And we would much rather give an antibiotic than be sued for not giving one. It is very rare that a doctor or a medical provider gets sued for having given an antibiotic when you didn't need it. You rarely see reactions to antibiotics. And whenever we give an antibiotic, we justify it. Well, you have a bladder infection. You know, here's your urine test. Or you know, were exposed to an STD or whatever. So we give antibiotics all the time. That doesn't get us sued. But what gets us sued is withholding treatment. You withhold treatment, you will lose that lawsuit. So urgent care doctors are in a very precarious position. Because they're not a family doc in a family medical practice where they get to see you grow, age, follow you for years. They only get to see you for one Polaroid picture, a snapshot of your life. And you're coming to them, telling them you have a fever, you have a cough, you're coughing up yellow and green stuff at home, and you can't provide proof. And sometimes a pneumonia may not show up on x-ray until days later after the fluid buildup and the consolidation buildup. So these urgent care docs have to take your word for it. And if they say no, sorry, they could be at high risk of being sued if they miss something. So it's easier for them to say, you know what, let me give you the antibiotic. Now, this is what I did as an urgent care doctor. As an urgent care doctor, I said, look, so here's the thing. Oh, and taking a step back, these patients had to pay like a $75 copay to go to the ER, the urgent care, for an antibiotic that they could have gotten from the PA days ago. So I understand why they were ticked. But the PA did right. If it was viral and there was no signs of strep, and the strep test was negative, we don't give antibiotics. I get that. So this is how I did it when I was an urgent care doctor. I'm like, look, what it looks like you have right now doesn't look bad at all. But if you think it's going to get worse, call me and I'll write a prescription, or I'll give you the prescription early. Don't fill it, but call me if you fill it. 1-877-DOCTOR-DELLY. Don't go away.
If you owe any money to the IRS, you need to call **1234. That's **1234. Uncle Sam has the power to make your life miserable. You could stop the IRS collections process right now by calling **1234. When you call the Tax Defense Center, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate your back taxes, including penalties and interest. **1234. **1234 could save you thousands on your back taxes. You could also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've entered into a payment plan and can't make the payments. It's your hard-earned money. Stop Uncle Sam right now. Make the call that could help you end the worry today. **1234. That's **1234. **1234. **1234.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.